Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, it's the last week of September, the last week of National Recovery Month.
I guess I knew it was the last week of September, but hearing it is still shocking.
Surprise!
It's like, wait a minute. I had things to do in September
right.
that aren't finished yet.
Well, this is it.
My brother used to say, the musician, he said, if you have to have it done in September, you got 8 more days.
That's right.
Right? Oh, you know what else today is?
What?
The last day of summer.
Oh, well, there you have it. That's nice.
Tomorrow is fall.
What day is fall? So fall is the
23rd.
Oh, well, see, you're talking about the day we're recording.
Right, right.
So on the day we're recording, which is Friday the 22nd.
That's right.
So by the time people hear this,
it will have been
fall for 2 days already.
Fall will be an old veteran.
Full swing.
That's right. And it doesn't matter to us because it's still the middle of summer right. here until
it's still
going to
be 95 degrees right. outside.
It's still 90 degrees and hot and mm-hmm. muggy. But for those of you who live in those climates, the weather's probably cooling off already.
Hopefully.
Leaves will be changing. Oh, my gosh.
That would be nice. So, but because it's the end of September, and September is National Recovery Month, we're going to mm-hmm. talk this week about substance abuse.
Right.
And we're going to start out this week talking about statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, even as we're putting this together, we realize how challenging it is to talk about statistics.
Right. The major news story mm-hmm. is about the opioid
right.
crisis, okay?
Right.
And so, but it brings up, and I'm glad we're talking about the opioid crisis.
Yeah.
People are dying
mm-hmm.
At pretty high rates, especially
right.
in rural America.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an appropriate time to address it, but it's hard to get a handle on just on the dimensions of the abuse
mm-hmm.
crisis.
Right.
How many people really are abusing? Is it really increasing?
Right.
Or is it, you know, what do the numbers tell us?
Right.
Is it increasing for everybody? Are there certain groups who are increasing faster than others? Are people just dying at faster rates than
mm-hmm.
they did 20 years ago? So so the first step is let's tease these data and see if we can make some sense out of them.
Yeah. And so, and again, it's difficult. Because
mm-hmm.
I think before we even get into any of the statistics, we have to recognize that challenge, because the challenge is there because we're relying on people's self-report.
That's right.
And when we're relying on people's self-report, depending on the way in which that data is collected, people may be more or less genuine and
right.
honest in their reporting.
Who will they tell?
And moreover, not only is their honesty at question
mm-hmm.
sometimes, but their ability to remember is at risk sometimes. Because, you know, if you're trying to differentiate last month, you know, how many times
mm-hmm.
have you used something within the past month? Well, okay, are we talking about something, it may have been 30, you know, 7 days ago.
Right.
Okay, so does that count as this month, or does that count as last month,
right.
or
oh,
you know,
yeah.
how are we going
yeah.
to do that?
You mean a calendar month,
right.
or do you mean 4 consecutive weeks?
Exactly.
You know, or 30 consecutive days.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even when you're trying to think back, you know, when was the last time you drank something or smoked something or used something, trying to remember exactly when that was to provide accurate data is challenging.
Right. And the other thing is, you know, people hear these statistics. Remember, somebody had to gather these data.
Right.
Well, who does the gathering?
Right.
Where do you get this information? Do you a random sample?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just quiz 1,000 people
mm-hmm.
and then say, well, this is sort of what
right.
we got. Or do you use hospital data?
Yeah.
Because whenever you go into a hospital or the doctor's office, they say, well, how much do you drink and how much do you smoke?
Yeah.
And people probably lie.
Right.
You know, so are we getting act? And then what are we getting? We're getting data on people who are seeing a doctor, that is, sick people.
Right.
So it depends where the data come from
uh-huh.
as to how accurate they are.
Right.
So it's to be very careful with the numbers, but then we look for trends within the numbers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So within the show notes, you're going to find several links
One of the links is mm-hmm. to an article that talks about the prevalency, and it's from CNN, talking about the right. prevalency of alcohol use.
Yeah, just alcohol, not all drugs, but
right.
just alcohol.
And interestingly, that article, which was published earlier this mm-hmm. year in August of 2017, right. suggests that the most recent data from studies mm-hmm. Put the prevalency rate at 1 in 8.
Right.
1 in mm-hmm. 8 Americans
have a problem
with alcohol.
We're not
alcohol abuse.
Right.
Not how much how many people drink alcohol, but how many people have alcohol abuse issues.
How many people have a struggle with and it affects their lives,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And the other thing we should say is you remember Prohibition back in the
20s? I don't remember. I read about it.
Even I don't remember it. Okay. Prohibition was signed into law because in those years, alcohol abuse was a far larger problem than it is today.
Right.
Okay. We often forget mm-hmm. that it was a huge social problem. I mean, mm-hmm. Families were in poverty because men were spending their money on alcohol rather
right.
than food. And so that's why we had this uproar about alcohol. It wasn't just a moral issue. It was a financial issue. Families were in poverty because alcohol abuse was much worse in the late 1800s and early 1900s
right.
than it is today. However, it seems to be on the rise again.
Right.
1 in 8 is alarming.
Right.
And that's just alcohol.
Right. And over the past 10 to 15 years or so, mm-hmm. we have seen a significant increase in particular groups, and mm-hmm. you were referring to this earlier, mm-hmm. that between 2002 and 2012, mm-hmm. The prevalency rate in the group of people over the age of 65, for
right.
example,
mm-hmm.
the prevalency rate increased 106%.
Right.
So 106% more people over the age of 65 mm-hmm. are struggling with alcohol abuse issues in 2012-2013 than were in 2002-2003.
So it's not just that there are more people.
Right.
But even comparing the 2 years, the percent has gone up.
Right.
The number of people abusing
yeah.
has gone up.
Right.
And that's an alarming statistic because this is the group that has other health problems.
Right.
This is the group that we're worried about with Medicaid and Social
right.
Security and all those things. So here you have this very large demographic, and it's increasing by over 100%.
Right. And even those who are in the sort of age bracket just below that, 45 to 65, they saw over an 80% increase
right.
in use. So,
right.
And you said this as we were kind of getting ready for the podcast, getting ready to start recording, because that population of citizens, that group of people, those age ranges, constitutes such a large number of people.
They're the baby boomers.
Right. That is one of the reasons why we're seeing such a significant increase. Because
mm-hmm.
if that group is doing something a lot more
right.
as a whole, it's going to adjust the entire
right.
Scheme.
And so when it's alarming that there's an increase of abuse in that group. But these were the early drug users.
Right.
I mean, that the difference between this group of 65-year-olds and the preceding generation is the preceding generation weren't mm-hmm. the drug users.
Right.
These are the hippies.
Right.
The original hippies are now 65 and 70 years old.
Right.
And so, but the other thing is, it is this large demographic, the baby boomers.
Right.
So what makes this more alarming is the group right behind them,
mm-hmm.
where there's been over an 80% increase.
Right.
And that is an alarming
right.
Number, because we see it increasing there as well.
Right. And now, as we look at some of these more specific numbers, as opposed to just mm-hmm. the percentages,
right.
this article talks about, narrows it down to 30 million Americans. 30 million Americans actively struggle with alcohol abuse issues.
We have 300 million people in the country, right?
Mm-hmm. Something like that, I think.
That's 10%.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and again, that's not alcohol use, that's alcohol abuse. So these are individuals who have an issue.
And admitted.
Right, to having an issue with
wow.
alcohol.
That's all.
Now, we're going to compare that to some other statistics
mm-hmm.
for some other substances. And we have to kind of talk about it a little bit differently because the numbers are going to be different. So here we have 30 million people who have alcohol abuse problems. So these are people with, you know, who are maybe alcoholic, who are getting arrested or getting fired from jobs because of alcohol use, those kinds of
it's
things.
It's affecting their lives in some way, right?
Right, right.
Now, so 30 million.
Right. Okay. So the other statistics that we're going to look at is from a little bit more recent, and this is from 2015-2016, and these data come from SAMHSA.
Which is the...
Yeah, I don't even remember what the acronym means.
Substance abuse.
Yeah. Substance abuse, mental health. Let's see if it's up here. I saw it right before we did it, and now I can't remember. Substance abuse and mental health services administration.
Right.
So
that's really the repository.
Right.
Of all, they probably have the most. They certainly have been doing it the longest, and I probably have the most reliable data.
And tons of data.
And lots of it.
And tons of data. Mm-hmm. So. In 2016, which is the most recent data available, because we haven't finished 2017 yet, 2016, in the past year, when somebody was asked in 2016, in the past year, have you used marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
37 million people said that they had used marijuana at least once in the past year.
Right.
So here we are. It's higher than that, 30 million for alcohol abuse, but remember, that was an abuse that was a problem, not just
did you use it, right.
So here we have, so these numbers are going to be much higher because we're just talking about use, but still. So in 2016, 37 million people over the age of 12 and older, said that they had used marijuana in the past year. 5 million people said that they had used cocaine in the past year. And almost 900,000 people said they had used crack in the past year.
Yeah.
So we're talking about some pretty significant
numbers.
Right. Almost a million people had used heroin in the past year. 948,000 people had used heroin in the past year. So these numbers are pretty alarming. They should be. They should get our attention, in the very least.
And again, I think we're looking at the low end of everything.
Right.
Okay, because these are people who we have access to them, number one.
Right.
There are many people, you know, how many people out there won't be counted?
Right.
Okay, that's number one. The other thing is how many people who are using or abusing don't admit it. As a professional, you're not alone.
Yeah.
I don't. But if I was abusing substances, if I smoked marijuana, for example, and I was asked, I would say no, because I'm not allowed. Okay, so these are probably low estimates.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the data here, and there again, there's a link in the show notes to this data, to these tables, and it is a massive document, by the way, and so you're going to have to really work to weed through it. It's just almost 5 million people. In the past year, said that they had used hallucinogens.
Right.
And again, some of these are substances that we really don't hear too much about.
Mm-hmm.
We hear a lot about opiates and things like that. So, you know, when it comes to pain relievers, for example, prescription medications.
Right.
Over 11 million people said that they had abused prescription drugs in the previous year.
11 million.
Specifically. Pain relievers, not just prescription drugs, because when it comes to prescription drugs, it was 18.5 million.
What was the pain relievers?
11.5 million.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we get to tranquilizers and stimulants and sedatives and things like that, and we're still well over between a million and a half all the way up to 6 million people have abused some of those others.
So the pain relievers is where we've seen the largest, by far. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the pain relievers, right.
There's a reason for that. We're going to get into it later in the week.
Yeah,
Why pain relievers have become such a problem.
Right. From a percentage perspective, and I think that this is really where it becomes striking.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about in the past year, for people over the age of 12, we just said that, just a moment ago, we said that what was it, 37 mm-hmm. million people said they had used marijuana.
Used marijuana.
Almost 14% of the population of mm-hmm. people over the age of 12. So that's a lot of people. 1 in 10, 1.5 in 10, if you can do a half. So 2 in 20.
You know what? No, these 3 in 20. We say we look for trends. Drugs are, they're pretty prevalent.
They're prevalent.
It's a lot. Large numbers of people. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, more people are not using drugs. We're going to assume that more people are not using drugs than are using drugs.
Right.
But when you're talking about 10 to 20% of the population, mm-hmm. that's pretty common.
Right.
I mean, so, we're talking about every family in the country is probably affected by this.
Right, because when we're talking about overall illicit substance use, overall illicit drugs, from what people reported, what people admitted to, mm-hmm. 18% of the people surveyed
admitted to having used
some illicit drug in the past year.
That's right. We're talking about 18%. Illegal substances.
Right. Okay. Illegal.
Then we have the legal,
right,
which are prescription medications,
right,
and alcohol,
right,
because they're legal. So then that's another whole issue.
Right.
Okay.
So the whole point of all of this is to suggest that this is something we do really need to be talking about. We have this tendency, yeah, I think, to marginalize people with substance abuse mm-hmm. issues. We see them and we judge them, people who struggle with these issues, and we think that, you know, that's their problem, that's those are their issues. Mm-hmm. And again, throughout the course of this week, we're going to talk about that in some different ways, but this is a lot of people, and when we're talking about this significant of a portion of our population, mm-hmm. we really need to be paying more attention to it.
And we tend to make this a moral issue,
right?
A self-control issue,
right?
A conscious choice that, well, you're choosing to do that,
right? You
know? And we have a history in this country of making this a moral issue. The first Prohibition Act mm-hmm. became a moral issue,
right?
Okay. This is no longer a moral issue. These rates of abuse people are beginning to say now, these rates of abuse cannot be explained simply as moral deficits.
Right.
There's something else at work here.
Right.
And what we think is that people are self-medicating.
Right.
If they're self-medicating, what are they self-medicating? So if the rates are high and increasing, mm-hmm. And it's not just a moral issue,
right,
what else are we dealing with?
Right.
And that's what we're going to talk about throughout the week.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about the idea of the war on drugs. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, you know, different treatment strategies. And we're going to end the week with a terrific interview with a guy from Thailand.
He's from England, but he lives in Thailand.
That's right. He went to Thailand to open this center, and it's fantastic. So we can't wait for you to hear what he has to say. Yeah. But again, as we're going through the course of this week, we're going to talk about a lot of different things related to substance abuse. So
One of the wonderful things, this war on drugs, we could subtitle that the law of unintended consequences.
We could.
Because every time we have attacked this drug problem, we've created another problem inadvertently.
Right. Right.
The law of unintended consequences.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, that's it for today.
Yes.
That's it.
Well, we have to stop, but I can't wait to get into these topics because they're endlessly fascinating, and we really do need to address them.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad we're doing this.
I think so too.
Okay.
So, that's it for today.
Happy fall.
Happy fall.
2 days late. What is it? Yeah, 2 days late. Happy fall.
All right. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.